Hello everyone and welcome to the Aerial Mechanics Podcast. I'm your host Philip Turgeon. Today is October 11, 2018, and your favorite weekly podcast about all things flight is about to begin. Today I would like to discuss a topic that has gained a lot of attention over the past few years, and that is the usage of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. Although unmanned aerial vehicles have existed since the early 1920s, recent advancements in technology have propelled UAVs to become a mainstay in American military operations. The Department of Defense, in 2013 alone, spent over $3.3 billion on UAS development while decreasing manned aircraft inventory from 95% of all DoD aircraft to 59%. Drones such as the MQ-9 Global Hawk, a massive 3,000-pound UAV with a 131-foot wingspan, carry powerful cameras including an infrared imaging system and synthetic aperture radio, making a single aircraft capable of surveying an area the size of New York. Others, such as the MQ-9 Reaper, are capable of carrying 16 Hellfire missiles, which are air-to-surface missiles with a 8,000-meter range and extreme accuracy. This great power comes with great responsibility, and the U.S. Army and Air Force have faced challenges ensuring that the pilots who remotely operate their unmanned aerial systems complete their required training. Specifically, a March 2015 Army review showed that most pilots in certain Army units did not complete fundamental training tasks. A government accountability report to Congress also added that in addition, Army unit status reports do not require UAS pilot training information, and as a result, the Army does not know the full extent to which pilots have been trained and are therefore ready to be deployed. The U.S. is still intent on keeping humans in the decision-making process for applying lethal force, and will continue to focus its efforts on autonomous wingmen that emphasize the concept of human-machine teaming. DoD policy reinforces this goal by stating that autonomous and semi-autonomous weapon systems shall be designed to allow commanders and operators to exercise appropriate levels of human judgment over the use of force. But, unlike the U.S., Russia is intent on eventually delegating the decisions on the use of lethal force to advanced artificial intelligence and granting its own robots nearly complete autonomy. Both approaches hold many ethical dilemmas, and we must step back and consider the implications of developing such powerful weapons of war. Yes, the usage of drones would reduce the need for human troops on the ground and in the sky during conflict. But would it make conflict more likely, reducing public backlash from sending troops into combat? And would the usage of drone increase civilian casualties? We must remember that it is impossible to hold autonomous systems responsible for violations of international law, and pilots controlling vehicles thousands of miles away may be more likely to endanger the lives of civilians they have real connection with. These questions just scratch the surface of what policymakers and military leaders must consider when implementing this contemporary technology. As always, thank you for listening to the Aerial Mechanics Podcast, and have a great rest of your day.